News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Former Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh on Wednesday said that after he left the Congress, he could have either floated a new party or joined someone else, adding that he could not have sat at home as he can do a lot for Punjab. Speaking exclusively to CNN News 18's managing editor Zaka Jacob a day after he announced he would soon launch his political party, Singh said, "The Congress decided that I must go, so I have left the party. But I don't think I will sit at home. I can do a lot for Punjab." The former senior Congress leader said, "Morarji Desai was Prime Minister at 92. Prakash Badal is 15 years older than me, so why can't I stay on?" Singh had stepped down from the top post last month, citing humiliation following an acrimonious power struggle with Punjab MLA Navjot Singh Sidhu, who was appointed as the state Congress president. Talking about the Congress, Singh said the party lost ground very fast in Punjab after Sidhu was made the state president. About 6 months ago, they were doing well. One main reason for the decline was when Sidhu was made the state party president, he said, adding that Sidhu's elevation created some bad blood. Singh, who was one of the Congress's powerful regional satraps, also said he had never experienced this sort of interference ever as a chief minister. The 79-year-old further said he doesn't know why the Gandhi family asked him to put in his papers. "I had a very close relationship with Rajiv Gandhi. I don't know why the family did what they did." Elaborating further, Singh said, "Everything can't be decided in Delhi. I got a call from the party president, Sonia Gandhi, to resign. All that she said was that, Amrinder, you should resign." Raising concerns over the deteriorating security situation of Punjab, Singh said his decision to form a new party is linked to the issue. "The situation in Punjab has changed. We have terrorists and gangsters linked with each other, arms and ammunition trafficking. I've seen this happen over the last 1.5 years, and that's why I decided to contest again." He said, "I had told Sonia Gandhi that I would lead Congress in Punjab elections. Once we win, I will step down and you can choose the chief minister." At that time, Sonia Gandhi received the letter well. However, in an attack against the grand old party, Singh said, "As far as the Congress is concerned, it is over," and asserted, "I'm not a horse to be put out in the pasture." Singh had met Union Home Minister Amit Shah last month in Delhi, sparking speculation of joining the BJP after his exit from the Congress. In response to the rumours, Singh said he met Shah to discuss the farmers' protest. He also added that he had always ensured that Punjab received the money that is needed from the centre. As India strongly objected to China's Belt and Road Initiative at the recently concluded Second United Nations Global Sustainable Transport Conference in Beijing, First Secretary Priyanka Soni's microphone curiously went silent for some time due to a so-called technical glitch while she was raising New Delhi's concerns regarding the controversial project. Sources in New Delhi, however, refused to accept technical glitch as the reason behind the mic failure at the UN meet held from October 14 to 16. UN Undersecretary General Liu Zhenmin asked Soni to continue her speech. "We are confronting some technical problems," and played the video of the next speaker. "I'm sorry for that," Liu said after the mic was restored at the conference hall. Soni said, "We share the international community's desire for enhancing physical connectivity and believe it should bring greater economic benefits to all in an equitable and balanced manner. There have been some references to the Belt and Road Initiative or BRI at this conference. Here, I wish to say that as far as China's BRI is concerned, we are uniquely affected by it. Its inclusion of the so-called China-Pakistan Economic Corridor or CPEC as a flagship project impinges on India's sovereignty. The BRI is a multi-billion dollar initiative launched by Chinese President Xi Jinping when he came to power in 2013. It aims to enhance China's influence and also link Southeast Asia, Central Asia, the Gulf region, Africa, and Europe with a network of land and sea routes. The $60 billion CPEC, which connects Gwadar Port in Pakistan's Balochistan with China's Xinjiang province, is the flagship of BRI. A Pakistani diplomat, one of the speakers ahead of Sony, had showered praise on the BRI and CPEC projects, terming it as a game-changer for the region. She has been aggressively promoting BRI for the last few years and referred to it at the UN conference in his opening day speech, which focused on promoting sustainable transport to bring down the carbon emissions. China will not change course in its pursuit of a new system of open economy of higher standards, and China will not waver in its resolve to promote trade and investment liberalization and facilitation, she said. A special court in Mumbai on Wednesday refused to grant bail to Aryan Khan, son of Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan, and two others in connection with the seizure of banned drugs on board a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast. Special Judge V.V. Patil, designated to hear cases related to the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances, or NDPS Act, rejected the bail pleas of Aryan Khan, his friend Arbaaz Merchant, and fashion model Munmun Thamicha. Aryan Khan, Merchant and Thamicha were arrested by the Narcotics Control Bureau, or NCB, on October 3 for alleged conspiracy, possession, consumption, purchase and trafficking of drugs. The trio is presently in judicial custody. While Aryan Khan and Merchant are lodged at the Arthur Road prison in Mumbai, Thamicha is lodged at the Baikalar Women's Prison. Aryan Khan and others accused in the case have been booked for offences under sections 8C, 20B, 27, 28, 29 and 35 of the NDPS Act. A few dozen staff walked off the job and were joined by a similar number of trans activists and their supporters for a demonstration calling for better representation at Hollywood powerhouse Netflix. "We hope to add clarity as to why the jokes that were made are harmful," said protest organizer Ashley Mary Preston. "More importantly, moving away from Dave Chappelle, this is a larger conversation about how companies capitalize off of tension and use algorithmic science to manipulate and distort our perceptions of ourselves and one another." The protest came with Netflix engulfed in an intense and highly public controversy over Chappelle's The Closer, in which the stand-up star insists gender is a fact and accuses LGBTQ people of being too sensitive. The row has been going on for 2 weeks, while The Closer has ridden high in Netflix's list of most watched titles. On Tuesday, the company moved to try to soothe anger after joint CEO Ted Sarandos defended the show and appeared to dismiss concerns. "We respect the decision of any employee who chooses to walk out and recognize we have much more work to do both within Netflix and in our content," a statement said, adding the company understands the deep hurt that's been caused. Protesters on Wednesday echoed transgender Netflix employee Tara Field's calls to add a content warning to The Closer and to promote more queer and trans comedians and talent. "A place can't be a great place to work if someone has to betray their community to do so," Field wrote in a blog post on Monday. The Closer has been condemned by LGBTQ groups, which cited studies linking stereotypes about minorities to real-world harm. Sarandos wrote to staff in a leaked internal memo last week that content on screen doesn't directly translate to real-world harm and emphasized the importance of defending artistic freedom. But the co-CEO gave interviews to multiple Hollywood trade publications on Tuesday. "I should have first and foremost acknowledged in those emails that a group of our employees were in pain and they were really feeling hurt from a business decision that we made," he told The Hollywood Reporter. While agreeing that content on screen can have impact in the real world, positive and negative, Sarandos reiterated his belief that the Chappelle stand-up should not be taken down or have any disclaimer added. "This group of employees felt a little betrayed because we have created such a great place to work that they forgot that sometimes these challenges will come up," said Sarandos. Three employees, including Field, were reportedly suspended last week after crashing a virtual meeting for executives, but later reinstated. Another was sacked for leaking internal data about the cost of the program. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.